The struggling economy and low home prices mean that more and more homeowners are resorting to so-called short sales. That's when a homeowner owes more on the mortgage than the home is worth, but needs to sell anyway and does it. It can be a good thing because it saves everybody a little pain. Banks avoid foreclosure. Homeowners avoid damage to their credit. But here's the big problem. A homeowner can only do this if the bank agrees to recover less money than it originally lent. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the process usually does not work as smoothly as all the parties would like.
It's been 8 weeks, and Jack Archer and his family remain in limbo, trying to figure out whether they have a deal on a new house.
We're getting a little tired at this point.
Archer bid $500,000 for a home in Manassas, Virginia. A few years back, the same house sold for well over $600,000. But this short sale is proving far more complex than a regular home sale. For starters, in order for Archer to get the house, the mortgage lender must agree to take a loss on the deal. Also, the homeowners in this case, as is often the case, have a home equity loan. That means the second lender also has to approve any deal because it stands to lose money. Finally, the homeowner has mortgage insurance. That means the banks could squash the deal if they think they can recover more from insurance by letting the property go into foreclosure. So every night, Archer surfs real estate websites and wonders where his offer is getting hung up in that process.
Do you know where it stands or who's holding it up?
No.
Archer could bid instead on one of the many other homes up for sale nearby, but all of those are also short sales and potentially as complicated.
You really have to have patience for this process because it's such a delay. You know, you go out and you get your heart set on something, and then, geez, you wait 2 months and you don't have an answer. It's worse than buying something on Amazon. You know, you got to wait.
Archer's two children, Isabella and Nathan, aren't going to summer camp and can't register for school because they don't know where they'll be living.
It's a very tiny little space.
Meanwhile, Archer's wife, Amalia, says their tiny two-bedroom is overflowing with stuff.
Now we've got two children, two dogs.
Do you like sharing a room, Isabella?
Not really. Our toys are kind of taking up all the room.
Where would you put Nate if you could put Nate?
In the basement. Hey!
Glenn Kelman is chief executive of Redfin.com, a discount real estate brokerage site. He's a champion of great deals, but says he feels conflicted about short sales because they so often fall through.
So if you're the kind of person that falls in love with a house and says, well, it's this one or death, don't buy a short sale. It's going to break your heart.
A recent attempt to buy a condo through short sale darn near broke Jason Hall's heart. He and his wife bid on a unit in Arlington, Virginia, then waited and waited.
I mean, I was calling people up saying, listen, buddy, you know, you're ruining my life here.
They eventually pulled their offer and spent more to buy another condo down the street that was not a short sale. Meanwhile, the place they tried for months to buy still sits on the market.
To this day, the bank still has the property, and it's been reduced in price.
Despite the complications of a short sale, there are plenty of deals that do end up closing. The National Association of Realtors recently released a survey showing nearly half of homes sold during the first quarter of this year were either in foreclosure or short sale. Rhode Island real estate agent Ron Phipps says making it even easier to buy distressed homes is critical for a housing recovery.
Because at the end of the day, if we resolve the properties more quickly and get more families into the houses and investors, we'll stabilize pricing and the deterioration of value will stop and there will be less exposure for the lenders, the government, and the neighborhood.
Phipps represents both buyers and sellers. He recently retained a lawyer to help him speed up the process of coordinating with lenders and insurers. Doing so, he says, has tripled his success rate, so now half of all deals reach settlement. Right now, there's no standard way to treat short sales, so each case gets lengthy review. The Obama administration wants to change that. It will issue guidelines to make the process of applying and approving a short sale, well, shorter. Steve O'Connor is Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Mortgage Bankers Association.
The benefit of the recent Obama administration announcement is that we are moving towards standardizing short sale procedures, which will ultimately help borrowers, help lenders, help the entire market.
Details of that new plan are expected out within the next month. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.